I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's January. Open Doors USA releases its World Watch List, 50 countries where it's hardest to be a Christian. Last year, India cracked the top 10 for Christian persecution. They've maintained their 10th place position in 2020. Mission India's Eric Morshead says he expects oppression to continue, but they're also seeing God change hearts, like that of a Mission India partner who had a Saul to Paul transformation.
He strongly persecuted the church. Over time, though, he started to meet with a church planner, and over that time, God just really started to soften his heart to the point that he became a church planner himself and has planted multiple churches. And so it's just been story after story where we could just say, that's all God working through our partners in India.
Please pray for our Indian Christian brothers and sisters to have unity and a faithful witness. And meanwhile, if you ask about Christian persecution in Ethiopia, you'll probably get various responses. Compared to its neighbors like Eritrea, Somalia, and Sudan, Ethiopia is the tamest of the bunch when it comes to religious violence. But Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that's changing. For one, the Ethiopian government is growing more authoritarian and starting to restrict religious groups. Then sadly, there's also infighting between Orthodox and evangelical Christian groups, fueled by tribal and ethnic tensions.
And then you've also got the rise up of militant Islam that are coming into Ethiopia and causing problems as well. Is it as serious as it is in places like Nigeria and some of the other parts of the world when it comes to Islam? No, it's not. But it still is increasing.
Please ask the Lord to unify believers in Ethiopia and strengthen their witness for Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.